Amazon workers call for censorship of book that questions transgender craze among girls. By Lucas Nolan on July 14, 2021. Amazon employees have reportedly resigned in protest of the company's decision to continue to sell a book that criticizes the transgender agenda for American girls. Workers have also signed a petition to censor books such as Irreversible Damage: The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters by Abigail Schreier. NBC News reports that at least two Amazon employees have resigned from the company in recent weeks in protest of the company's decision to continue to sell books about the danger of the transgender ideology to young girls. The resignations come after a complaint posted on the company's internal message board in April received support from over 467 Amazon corporate employees, according to NBC News. The complaint points to a decision Amazon shared with Republican senators in March that claims it had chosen not to sell books that frame LGBTQ+ identity as a mental illness. The employee-led petition calls for the censorship of the book Irreversible Damage: The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, by Abigail Schreier on this basis. Schreier's book explores what she refers to as a trans epidemic of young girls identifying as transgender. Currently, the book is listed as the first, second, and third bestsellers in Amazon's category of LGBTQ+ demographic studies. One of the employees who resigned over Amazon's decision to continue the sale of the book, Celine Zinia, is a software engineer who identifies as transgender and worked at Amazon for 7 years. Zinia was happy about Amazon's decision several months ago to censor the book When Harry Became Sally, responding to the transgender moment, as he feels it frames the transgender identity as a form of mental illness. But Zinia finds Amazon's continued sale of Schreier's book hypocritical. The book literally has craze in the title and considers being transgender a mental illness in many senses throughout the book, Zinia said. I found it extremely hypocritical for Amazon to say that it would stock this book and not another similar one. It looks like Amazon had to remove that particular book for PR reasons, not because they felt morally obligated to. Author Abigail Schreier commented on the situation stating, "This issue won't go away just because some disgruntled Amazon employees wish it would. And banning the book won't help these girls or anyone else." She added, "My book goes out of its way to honor the experiences of transgender adults, never disparages them, and never implies that the trans identity is a mental illness." An Amazon spokesperson said in a statement that the company is dedicated to providing access to diverse viewpoints. "As a bookseller, we believe that providing access to written speech and a variety of viewpoints is one of the most important things we do, even when those viewpoints differ from our own or Amazon's stated positions." Read more at NBC News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.